TED Audio Collective.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. We seek other people's approval starting from an early age, a behavior unique to humans. Psychologist Sarah Valencia Bado has been studying the behavior of kids to uncover how and when we become sensitive to other people's judgment. Today, she shares the fascinating results from her studies as a way to prompt us all to evaluate the power that shapes human behavior, other people's actions, and our own.
I've spent the past 4 years at Emory University investigating how an infant, who has no problem walking around the grocery store in her onesie, develop into an adult that fears public speaking for fear of being negatively judged. Now, this is usually the point when people ask me, how do you investigate this question exactly? Infants can't talk, right? I design experiments for children, usually in the form of games. Developmental psychologist Dr. Philippe Rochat and I designed a game called The Robot Task to explore when children would begin to be sensitive to the evaluation of others. Specifically, The Robot Task captures when children, like adults, strategically modify their behavior when others are watching. To do this, we showed 14 to 24-month-old infants how to activate a toy robot. And importantly, we either assigned a positive value saying, wow, isn't that great? Or a negative value saying, uh-oh, oops, oh no, after pressing the remote. Following this toy demonstration, we invited the infants to play with the remote and then either watched them or turned around and pretended to read a magazine. The idea was that if by 24 months, children are indeed sensitive to the evaluation of others, then their button-pressing behavior should be influenced not only by whether or not they're being watched, but also by the values that the experimenter expressed towards pressing the remote. So for example, we would expect children to play with the positive remote significantly more if they were being observed, but then choose to explore the negative remote once no one was watching. To really capture this phenomenon, we did three variations of the study. Study one explored how infants would engage with a novel toy if there were no values or instructions provided. So we simply showed infants how to activate the toy robot, but didn't assign any values. And we also didn't tell them that they could play with the remote, providing them with a really ambiguous situation. In study two, we incorporated the two values, a positive and a negative. And in the last study, we had two experimenters and one remote. One experimenter expressed a negative value towards pressing the remote, saying, yuck, the toy moved. While the other experimenter expressed a positive value, saying, yay, the toy moved. So, as the data suggests, we found that children's button-pressing behavior was indeed influenced by the values and the instructions of the experimenter. Because in study one, children did not know what would be positively or negatively evaluated, they tended to take the safest route and wait until I turned my back to press the remote. Children in study two chose to press the positive remote significantly more when I was watching, but then once I turned my back, they immediately took the negative remote and started playing with it. Importantly, in a control study where we removed the different values of the remotes, so we simply said, oh wow, after pressing either of the remotes, children's button pressing behavior no longer differed across conditions, suggesting that it was really the values that we gave the two remotes that drove the behavior in the previous study. Last but not least, children in study three chose to press the remote significantly more when the experimenter that expressed a positive value was watching, as opposed to the experimenter that expressed a negative value. Not coincidentally, it is also around this age that children begin to show embarrassment in situations that might elicit a negative evaluation, such as looking at themselves in the mirror and noticing a mark on their nose, the equivalent of finding spinach in your teeth for adults. So what can we say based on these findings? Besides the fact that babies are actually really, really sneaky. From very early on, children, like adults, are sensitive to the values that we place on objects and behaviors. And importantly, they use these values to guide their behavior. Whether we are aware of it or not, we're constantly communicating values to those around us. Now, I don't mean values like be kind or don't steal, although those are certainly values. I mean that we are constantly showing others, specifically our children, what is likable, valuable, and praiseworthy, and what is not. And a lot of the times, we actually do this without even noticing it. The research I have shared with you today suggests that this ability emerges very early in development, before we can even utter a complete sentence or are even potty trained. And it becomes an integral part of who we grow up to be. So before I go, I'd like to invite you to contemplate on the values that we broadcast in day-to-day interactions and how these values might be shaping the behavior of those around you. But it is important to remember that through the values we convey in simple day-to-day interactions, we all have the power to shape the behavior of those around us.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Atlanta, Georgia. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Atlanta. Want to listen to more TEDx Talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.